아래 난 나는 그신 저 땅에서 지게 우메 따와 디골 마치 동반 이골 마우시에 살다지네 나 드리는 마 아니 지게 직무용제 안젤리아 된다 차사 뒤지게 아니 자주기 잠니제다 자주셈 냠네제다다네 직 파신주게 냠네 디골 돌지 손셔버 직 용용제 된다 이보 차사 뒤지 바지 겸 직 손교 되게 대대한 님마도 지혜디와 도시는 성교신 세례 어디 걸 마치 기치 왔음스
Good evening. So for more than a year and a half, we were looking at the view of the middle way. So we've spoken and meditated a lot over that period on emptiness. So now, for what remains of this year, we're going to look at a short text by His Holiness, which is a transcript of an oral teaching he gave in America more than 40 years ago. And it's on love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the six perfections. This text is particularly easy to understand and thereby to apply and integrate to our mind training. Turning to the text, looking at the very first sentence, the main theme of Buddhism is bodhicitta, based on compassion and love. So just a couple of words I'll be changing in the translation. So the main theme of Buddhism is bodhicitta, based on compassion and love. The very, very heart of the Buddha's teachings is how to train one's mind in love and compassion in order to generate bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. The very purpose of the teachings of the Buddha are to help all beings overcome problems and difficulties and attain both temporary but in particular lasting happiness. So in order to enact the aspiration of the Buddhas to benefit beings and benefit them in the most meaningful of ways, it's very difficult to do so unless Buddhahood itself has been attained. And the entry point into the paths that lead to the attainment of the omniscient state is bodhicitta. Without generating bodhicitta, all one's training will not lead to that final goal. And to generate bodhicitta, this comes about in dependence on love and compassion. Without generating love and compassion, it is not possible to generate bodhicitta.
That is
Returning to the text, the feeling of compassion is important whether you are a believer or a non-believer, for everyone shares or feels the value of love. Whether one is religious or not, love and compassion are valued, are held with great importance. And this is because everyone, again, whether one is religious or not, relies upon love and compassion. Continuing with the text, when we human beings are small children, we very much depend on the kindness of our parents. And this we know as true. We've experienced it, we've observed it, that small children are entirely dependent on their caregivers. Without their kindness, it would be difficult to survive. Young children are extremely vulnerable and therefore are dependent on the loving care of their parents. In this sentence, His Holiness is presenting a reason, establishing what the assertion in the previous sentence, that all beings rely on love and compassion. And here in this sentence, the reason or the proof is being established, which is that from the moment of when pregnancy is recognized, a mother cares for her child. From the moment the child is born, the mother continues to care for her child, feeding the child from her own very body. How could a child survive without the care and kindness of their mother?
All that the nigging are to put some dab in there, and you are to me, 미부
The most basic of levels, a child is completely dependent on the kindness, care, and protection from their parents. The very food and or feeding to sustain life, protection from the elements to sustain life. There's all of this. The young child is completely dependent on the loving care of their parents. Again, when we become very old, we very much need the kindness of others. We are dependent on it. This too we have observed, that in the later years of life, when the body is becoming old and frail, then the person once again is entirely dependent on the care and kindness of others. They're dependent for movement, perhaps needing to be driven. They're dependent on their food, perhaps needing to have it prepared for them, or even needing help with eating. And they need assistance with maintaining their living space, washing of their clothing, cleaning of their room, perhaps even washing of their body. In all these ways, when one is in one's later years, one needs again care, just like when one was a young child. And in fact, just like when one was a young child, without such care, survival would be almost impossible. So this too we have seen for ourselves.
Adine, that is one door, Njiba than Gabe, Nega, Nigi, Warros, and also Rango, and Gangsam Temba than Deji, Shenla, and Desam, she did Muguba, and the Jambigi, Namely Mugu, Gugimidu, Sam Yamna, the notaries.
Between these two, childhood and old age, we are quite independent, feeling that since we have no need to depend on others, we ourselves do not need to practice kindness. This is wrong.
And the colors had not in the Lagazia, Pamela Tingushi, Pamela Tingu Marva, Chesan Pamela Tingu Marti, Susu Pasu Joya, Kalas, Tabstaya, Chesan Aranjiki, Chesan Din Mooba, and Gangu Chayo Marva, Gangu Machava Dipara de Leda, Denigi, Deodu, Chesarangi, rāngu gāngzāṃ tuyān pārēcchū, kāl gāngzāṃ sūsū kī shēn lē tēn mōgbā, kāl gāngzāṃ sūsū jī tū kō rēcchū rē, bēt kōrō shēn lē tēn mōgbā mā rēcchū rē, jī sāng tēn mōgbā tēn mā rēcchū rē.
So in this large middle period that between the two bookends of being of youth or being young as well as old age, this long period in between, there we feel very independent. We can look after ourselves, take care of ourselves. We don't particularly rely on others. We don't feel we really need others. We feel we are independent.
Ani dinu dini ki yin daya dang anu zuki dat chigi shen la dat ni ten pa di anu zuki ten tre ki sinyama shaya di ko anu zuki lega chirawa le shen la ten kubo le di ten chit ten tang mangpo yo bare yin daya da dini ki yin daya kapla ya anu zuki le jam tse kubo le besne anu zuki le jam pa tse wa ching kubo le besne kubo le wa shen ki cha san la su anu zuki le dini ki lo se lang pa yin daya chigi ani shen ki jam pa na tse wa de me na अन सोसो जी बुर छाने माकी बुर छाने दिने कि ने को ने माथुवा छाए के निगा योरवा नरवा मिस्तु जी के ओदा कोलिया जम्मा माजे कोल जेवा में कोदा जेवा माजे हो कोला जी बुर बा शा शा बेने तेने मि शें शें जे जम्मा दा जेवा मे बा जुने मे बा सोसो जी बुदा दिने कि देबा ने दे थुए के काले खा बुरवा
ना इट्स दैट वी सी एट द एंड ऑफ दिस पैराग्राफ. This is wrong. This is, we will recognize from our previous teachings, from the presentation of dependence arising, we are not independent. We require our work, our possessions and so forth are all dependent on others. But here in the context of love and compassion, the point is being made further than that. That even in these years between the two bookends of being very young and very old, we still need love and compassion. If we are alone, not necessarily physically, but alone emotionally, alone without love or compassion in our lives, it's very difficult to survive like that.
俺们说，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这，咱们这 tukumare, lehan le tukumare, kala su tukumare, du lokun tukumare, denigi delia, and yan shengi, jamze chicken, takyon chicken, yapochi jamze matin by na, then I sweet kumar was. Chisan dinienza, soso rangi, rado, soso rang, some danche, so suki chundu kablia tu chenchede, pame champion la ting udo was. A soso gengora chai dine, pame champion la ting udo was. Do chin some dine, chesada, pame champion yapochi mena. And then I chung chung got a near to Mare. And then can go to a child, and then me shanky jam gun chicken mena, that was chicken mena, not near to Mare. Didn't he in Zada? I'll do the jam yoche who do us it. It didn't try the jam gun, it didn't ding to us, shanky jam gun, the jam gun, it didn't do us. Did them by 그런 那就穷穷的呀
in this part of the text, His Holiness is establishing the reasons why we need to make effort in training our mind in love and compassion. He first mentioned that the reasons that we all, so in here he's mentioning the reasons why love and compassion are so important and why we all value it so. Looking first at our experience, ourselves and what we've observed as young children, how we were completely reliant on our parents for care and support relating to being fed, to being clothed, to being protected. And when the end period of our life comes, once again, we will be dependent in those same ways. Moreover, the period of our life in between those many years, we still rely on love and compassion. We need love and compassion in our heart and in our lives. So here, His Holiness is establishing why we as beings value and hold love and compassion as so important. And therefore, we need to train in cultivating this. Moreover, we recognize that this is the case for myself, but it is also the case for all beings. All of us are dependent, are reliant on love and compassion. So therefore, for our own well-being, as well as the well-being of all others, those that we interact with directly and indirectly, we need to train in love and compassion because we all rely on it. When we were young and we were hungry, what did we do? We turned to our parents. When we were young and ill, who did we run to crying? We went to our parents. When we were young and we had conflicts with others, who did we run to for comfort and protection? We ran to our parents. We trusted them. We trusted them wholeheartedly. We trusted our parents and we relied on them. But then when we got older, and we started to feel independent, started to feel like we could look after ourselves, make our own decisions, defend ourselves, and then we started to earn, and we felt, now I could look after myself. We distanced ourselves from our parents. We didn't value them as much. This was a mistake. And then throughout this period, these middling years, when we had our own income, we had skills and talents, and we felt we could look after ourselves, and therefore we didn't really need our parents. We didn't need others. And not only did we feel that we didn't need our parents and we didn't really need anyone else either, we felt, well, actually, I can take care of myself, and they should take care of themselves too. This is a mistake. This really is a mistaken way to think.
And on that Ningbo, Digi Lovejack, Redangoras, and a Tangaran to Jamzinam and Chevore, Tangaran to Chunduka, Pamela Tim, Jamzigi, Yongang, the Chambu Chagore, and you can go to the Mission Dagi, Shanghai, Shandagi, Jamzil, Dingi to us. Dini in Santa Soso Rangi, Tatangaran to the Chicket, Mission Tim, Mogo Petiniki, Yubi Kablina, not to Jamzil Shalia, and Jamzil Rangi Puyo, but not Rangi Puyo, that is Sulia, Pajam Jamzil Tony, Pajong Hores. And the main big that Rangi Pama can go down the name by Yuven, Delia, Jamzik on the Yongo Hores, Jesan Susuki, Pama, the Boo, the Rizzle, and the Punya, the Dunichin by Jamzik, Jambada, Zivit on the Park Yongo Hores, and the main big that the member Shanda, Mineda, Benanga the Boo, that Pama can go Menea, Min Yamta, Yobu, and the Chikan, Jema together, sure, what the Shan, Dingo, what the Boo Mena, Chimbore, Dina, Susu, the Nuba Kaya made, Benekapjo Wadojita. 이제 수술룸반에 강아체 뒤에 엔지합시한다 지지와 지리마도 되네 강아체 뒤에 되네 여바이나 대술이야 잠겨 잠겨도 다도 제고래 진짜 진고 고 건줄이야 다 부우충주 나신 광줄이야 탑심 탑럼 시한레 되네 마도 강아야 탑럼 매바로 와스 되네자 되네 토한다 건줄이야 잠바다 제와 제고래 진짜 당한도 잠재 공고야디 되네기 토바이네 지산 잠제 공바이네 소소기 잠바데 제바제 랑게 부울레 잠제제 용 이제 안에 랑게 파마다 겐고로 신네 데소로 잠제 요경하다 안디 멤베랑 파마다 분다 메네 셰 안디미 다데 제바 심제 소소기 다지게 다보지비 심제 데 기다 힘으로 여러 번에 데소에네 잠제 파 다보 요경하데 제침보로 지산 디네기 잠제 냠네 제과데 빼 제침보로 디네다
The reasons why we all need to train in love and compassion, cultivate love and compassion in our minds is being presented. And in particular, train your mind in the ways that will be presented and express it in relation to those directly in your life, as well as others that you encounter. So those who have young children, certainly this is how training your mind and expressing it to your children. Or if you don't have, if your children are grown up, perhaps you have grandchildren, express to them. Or if your parents are aged, care for them with love and compassion. And also, many of you have pets at home. They too are reliant on you. It's not only young children and elderly parents, but so too are your pets. They are completely reliant on you. Develop love and compassion and express it to them. And perhaps you can find opportunities in society to help those who are desperately dependent on others, those who are in extreme poverty, those who are homeless, and in particular refugees. Groups such as these are very dependent on others. They don't have a feeling of independence and self-reliance because of their magnified need. So where you can, be there for those who are so greatly in need, those who are helpless and desperate for help and assistance from others. So these are opportunities to express your love and compassion and are reasons why we need to cultivate love and compassion. And based on groups such as these, as we become ever more habituated to cultivating love and compassion and interacting with others with love and compassion, we will extend it ever further and eventually relating to all beings, no matter who they are, all beings, with genuine love and compassion.
먼저 잠재 냠낸 지역에 비게 김제 다디 데니게 냠낸 지역에 되다 최케레 남에게 차사 지바로 와다 두친 잠재 냠낸 지역에 비게 다 지역에 삼나다 하디니 된 삼다 데니게 김제 데레 김제 데니 통하려 데니 소소에 잠재 냠낸 지역에 와 지구고래 사디 지산 잠낸 잠재 냠낸 지다다 지역에 비게 김제 삼다다 되다 제 돌도서 제 데니 히티나데 가세보라 송도다
These reasons that have been presented, these are of valid reasons, applicable reasons for everyone, whether religious or not. Everyone relies on love and compassion. Everyone will benefit from developing love and compassion.
Ningji Nyam Nyamlin Jekan Namsa Nang Simju Towa Hajang Gijing Sa Ba Pebada Yisham Yung Sa Yes Jesada the Susuki Jamze Nyamlin Chebaina and Jebu Karyung Guresena Nalo Langa Simba Be Simba Hajang Yung Gure Simba Yung Gure Sim Ba Pebu Lebu and Sim Yisham Yung Gures.
当然，就是说，渐渐人们接班的时候，他，所说的渐渐人们接班呢，所说的，他的用过的是呢，错啊，白心里啊，错啊，几部用过的是，先把白部用过的是，那那先是先用是，希望他先把的用过的是。Having established the importance of love and compassion, the need to cultivate it, now we come to look at the benefits or the results that follow from cultivating love and compassion. So looking at the second paragraph, those engaged in the practice of love and compassion feel much happier internally, more calm, more peaceful. So those who cultivate love and compassion, the English just missed one word here. So those who cultivate love and compassion, their mind becomes relaxed and happy. Their disposition becomes gentle and quiet. This comes about in proportion or in relation to the love and compassion that one develops within oneself.
That Suzuki Jamje Yamlin Che Jamba the Ninja Pa Yamlin Cheva inna and the social Dion Che Dajibu. That Shanla Tebu Karyungoras in Dela Dini Shan Sidoda Shanla and the Suzuki Jamba the Zewa Cheva inna.
And the Shanley Galleries, Shanley Sim, at the Quarter Watchers, the big Shanley Ganga say, and this simile, a conjugate, Digiungo, Edges, don't have my own Digi to go, Shanley, and Digiungo, Edges.
Developing
love and compassion within oneself also has direct benefits on others. Others who recognize us as being loving and compassionate people, their mind will become delighted, joyous, merely at seeing our approach. Just seeing our physical form will bring joy into others. And this is because they will know they are safe in our presence. We will not act or speak to them in a way that will cause them harm or upset. Moreover, they will know they can rely on us because we will genuinely be there for them. With sincerity, we will be there for them. We will be someone who will always help them when needed, and we will do so with sincerity. Merely seeing us, merely thinking of us, they will relate to us as a source of their happiness.
Jamzi Namgyu Dengyu Yuesa. Tisa, Susu Gita, Jamzi Namnejin, Shanlia, Champa, and Seva Chiyadu, and Shan Pachu Miziki, and Susu Garjigor, Sulgat Shigiri Lamna, 所以呢，搞不起的，所以呢，一切的在我前的，在我前的，嗯，那么久呢，所以呢，这些呢，也我些，东个那么久的呢，也我对啊，嗯，都是呢，所以呢，也我用过的，是这个的，就像你这部的了，明显的呢，所以呢，也我起的，是。 啊，记录了吧？对了，今天先那么几讲出了，那你讲这那么就等于什么多啊？就像说说给讲这人面前，先了，那你拍拍重要的，那你先去先干，说说了，搞不起啊，当说说了再话起啊，那么就要我对啊，当，那你这个拿出去啊，那你这个，那你说说了，一些啊，俺都是用过来写的。
That sentence concludes, and other people reciprocate that feeling. So when people see us, knowing that we are someone trustworthy, someone reliable, someone in whose presence they are emotionally safe, joy arises in their mind merely seeing us or hearing our voice. And their face will show their joy. Their face will open up to us and we'll feel their welcome. We'll feel their trust. And this harmonious relationship with others enhances our own joy. So these are the benefits that come to the practitioner of love and compassion from others.
And this one is that I think that the people who are living in the world are living in the world. They are living in the world. They are living in 이제로 차상 제공으로 와. 진짜 심지어 눈도시네 아주 파 약고라 맞제 왜네 문제네 아주려 거부 맞제 넘겨 약 맞제 진 아주 잠들에도 들어 보고 와 이제요 말 와다 다디기 디념 되베네 디기 지 까나 진여 기기를 선배게 지 아주 이제 매도 파 지내 예 들어도 와 진짜 다 소스 파 전부 지베 거부 지제와 좀 봐네 아니 이제 이제 땅 말하지는 디념 되는데 알아야
We have experience of this. Think of the way animals relate to people. If it's an animal that you care for, you know how they respond to you. That you see the joy and delight they take when merely observing you. Other animals that you don't explicitly care for, they may just ignore you, or they may be fearful towards you. You mean them no harm, but they haven't developed a close, trusting relationship with you yet. So we see this with animals, we have experience of it, and it is the same with humans as well.
The Dosholia, control a dinner, don't be shididang, that's it, Yishichi Yombisis.
And then the text presents the opposite situation. Through anger, real peace, friendship, and trust are impossible. We think of when anger arises, the thought, whether it's strong or slight, that comes with a wish to dominate someone else, to put them in their place, make us feel like we're invincible, like we're a hero who can overwhelm someone, put them in their place, and suppress them. This is something that we experience when anger arises. Moreover, if one imagines oneself amongst others, and someone amongst all these people is rude to you, insults you, or is argumentative, what arises in my mind is, in front of these people, I better stand up for myself. I need to show myself as strong, otherwise they too will look down on me. Moreover, should we win such an encounter, having dominated and defeated the other person, we feel quite strong inside. We feel quite proud of ourselves and may well tell the tale to others later. So whilst there on occasions there can be these kinds of temporary benefits, they really are only momentary. And not only are these benefits momentary, those benefits too are not reliable, because things may not go as one hopes. One may, instead of winning the confrontation, one may be engaged in conflict. And perhaps even the aggression leads to violence. And then one is in trouble with the law, and one's life takes a whole new direction.
The mere arisal of anger destroys one's own inner peace. Whatever good mood one was having, whatever one may have been doing and enjoying, is gone. And if one is angry but alone, one is unhappy. If one is with others, one is unhappy. One can't even, when one's upset, enjoy delicious food. One struggles to sleep. And whomever one encounters whilst angry, their unhappiness just spreads to them too. And if one has a predisposition to anger, if one is regularly enraged, it's difficult to have close and warm friendships with others. Others will be wary of being near us. So we will not experience real peace. We'll struggle to sustain friendships, and certainly not friendships with affection. People will rather be wary of us and keep their distance. And some people, when they're angry, they even break their own possessions out of frustration. And later, when they've calmed down, then they regret what they've destroyed. They perhaps even annoyed with themselves for being so foolish. See, with the fault of anger, it destroys any hope we have of real peace. It destroys our friendships with others, and this is also due because of them struggling to trust us. We don't trust people as angry, rather we try to avoid them because we don't see them as emotionally stable. So we need to recognize this, that when anger, if we allow anger to rise, if we allow ourselves to be regularly angry, only harm comes to ourselves and as well as to others. So therefore, we need to reflect that anger is never to be relied on. It should not be justified. It shouldn't be seen as something that can bring any kind of benefit. And in fact, we would never have had an answer from someone, how are you? And they'll say, fantastic, I'm so angry. How was your weekend? It was wonderful. I had all these arguments and fights. No one thinks like this. No one thinks like this. Anger is never our friend. And if you look back at the previous sentence, all the benefits that come from love and compassion, anger destroys. It destroys our calm. It destroys our peace of mind. And it destroys our interactions with others. So this we need to recognize so that we never see anger as being justified or serving a positive purpose.
But through love, we can develop understanding, unity, friendship, and harmony.
Thus, love and compassion are the most important things, very precious and valuable. But through love we can develop understanding. So understanding refers to understanding between ourselves and others. So where one has a close and harmonious relationship, one will have loving and tender feelings for each other, and thereby we can develop understanding in terms of challenges that we may encounter, and thereby through being able to talk openly, because this is a person we trust, and we can thereby develop understanding and overcome difficulties, and our relationship will remain harmonious even when times are difficult and we experience challenges. In a relationship with loving kindness, then there will be trust. One will not have suspicions about the intentions of the other person. And with trust, problems can be overcome. If there's no trust, we will not accept what the other person says. We won't believe them. And if they're needing our assistance, we won't be there for them. We won't, because we don't trust them, because we have doubts about them. And therefore, it will be very difficult to overcome problems and challenges. Where love and compassion have been generated, The relationships you'll have with others will be those defined by understanding, unity, friendship, and harmony. So these are the short-term benefits that come. We can imagine the impact this would have if between two parents there was love and compassion. The quality of the relationship they would have and the atmosphere in the home in which their children would be brought up, defined by understanding, unity, friendship, and harmony. And similarly, individuals who've developed these qualities within themselves will be able to contribute to society and help to bring about trust and understanding and cooperation between communities. And in particular, trust and cooperation and harmony that is sincere, that is genuine. And moreover, this is how we impact on a peace in our world. Through developing love and compassion within ourselves, we transform our relationships with others, those that we meet directly, as well as indirectly, we have an impact beyond our immediate circle.
Where one is dominated by a self-centered attitude, one is much more inclined to dominate others because one wants to get what one wants. This then will make the cultivation of love and compassion very difficult, or even rather the experience of love and compassion for others very difficult, because one will be concerned about oneself and for the fulfillment of one's own needs first and foremost. One will see the fulfillment of one's own needs as more important than the needs of others. Whatever their needs may be are secondary, are not that important. What's important is myself and my needs being fulfilled. And we can see this between poor relationships between nations. Here there is an attitude of my nations and my nation's needs as I perceive them. And the other nation is something that I want and I will therefore take it. And what results? It's only problems and difficulties, competitiveness, conflict. Whereas on the other hand, if there's genuine cooperation, mutual respect, respect born out of valuing the other, not wanting to dominate the other, not seeing oneself as being more powerful or important, but generally valuing the other, both sides, both parties would benefit. And where the one has a greater capacity, if this greater capacity was used instead of to dominate, but to assist and help the other
to grow and to flourish. There'd always be harmony between these communities, between these nations. They would work together and they would both thrive. So there we see a very different approach, an approach that is based in love and compassion, expressed as mutual respect, as valuing each other. That paragraph concludes with, thus, love and compassion are the most important things, very precious and valuable. We all want to experience only happiness and thereby be freed of problems and difficulties. And this statement you've heard many times, we need to recognize the truth of it, because it's what motivates every thought, and therefore everything we say, everything we do. All our activities, whether in our home, our place of work, or in our community, we engage in them with a wish to attain happiness and overcome problems. Everything we say, everything we do, where we go on holiday, where we choose to work, the people we have in our lives, all these decisions are based on the wish for happiness. And if one, to the extent that one has love and compassion within, one will experience happiness. The greater our love and compassion, ever more happiness one will experience. And together with that, our problems and difficulties will dissipate. But conversely too, to the extent that one lacks love and compassion, happiness will be fleeting. And happiness will largely be a stranger to someone who lacks love and compassion. And moreover, problems and difficulties in life will be abundant. So forth. Recognizing this, we can see just how important it is to cultivate love and compassion within us.
And then the 也没你端到了，给那早晚的养活什么呢？也东部的养活几头嘛，东部养活嘛些呢？地面多些，西部的养活民头嘛，人西部养头嘛的话是。其实当然这个端到了嘛是呢，早晚养活几部呢？第一东部些的，西部些的养活几部养活用过来是。从家里那个是马祖养活几部呢？俺第一的那那个是中间养活团多的，第二些俺这个俺这里县的第一养鸭当，县里的第一让些你个的第一养鸭个。 三六天，咱们年纪的白咋吃些？节气早晚的嘛说呢，第一的嘞，其实第一年的月份呢，咱让些人家的第一样一个节目名给的嘛多，第二年呢，咱第一个节目的名头嘛嘞，让些人家了早晚第一月份才给早晚举的早晚的，咱们年纪嘞，咱们年纪的白节气不嘞，第二的，其实咱们年纪月份呢，第一节目可能用的是让来第一用的，先来第一主的。
The way to understand the final word here, that of being valuable, we looked at that of being precious and important. So we've looked at the word of importance.
We looked at the term important, and to look at the last two, that of being precious and valuable. So we know that, for example, in business, that which is valuable will bring about a great profit. Or if we think of farming, if one has seeds of great quality, they will lead to or will result in abundant crops. So similarly, the result that follows from love and compassion is happiness for oneself as well as others. And a result like this is of great value. A result like this is extremely precious. So therefore, love and compassion is important, precious, and valuable.
This incredible human intelligence that we all possess, on the one hand, because it is so incredible, it can bring incredible harm to others as well as ourselves. These minds that we possess really have great power, and one expression is that they can bring tremendous harm. If we think of warfare,
this warfare follows from the way of thinking of one person. One person made the decision that now our nation will be at war, our nation will go to war. And in dependence on this thought, there was so much destruction, so many lives were brought to an abrupt end, so much property that had been developed over so many years and with such care, destroyed. Most importantly, so many lives brought to an abrupt end. This comes about due to the incredible power of human intelligence.
当然这个讲解是讲吧是在话些的第三大位呢，把那些女不清不三路的修全部女不清不修清，他杂清不的人杂清不明白的，结清不明白的，他都三大位呢。俺们这个电白地来电白上有专门的给第三大位站位呢。当我上有专门的给，那俺这个讲解讲解讲解的，讲解讲解的第讲解讲解的给。
讲吧的在话的，搞了什么？什么讲他们就弄啊？查过都什么讲他们就第一的，连过都三百个，什么第一三月九日的第一，那年年的三月九号托出来。就是他三月三月九号托出来呢，等那三月第一个先来，在话的前边三月第一女兵进学的先来，俺那这个南年的东西啊，这个南年的去把芒果些呢，但第二个就把的呢，把那。
他别过包，他把他们这些别过包，他别包都没把准入的。第一个年龄的人把这个三月九日的送回去的，加拿大罗的、西兰加的、加个不加加拿大不要当，他加个忙不着那了呀。第二个一下子，第二个年龄时间，该这个的准入的。第二个三月九日的个，今这个年龄的个，今天呢，俺那第二了，第二俺那这包都没把准。 大家把都三月九日的公布出来，但若你懂，我不就好找事的。等侬三月九日的给送些别的，讲这个年龄的女不得了的，那俺就给年龄接的，俺说来得就住对了的。别的，那第一，但年龄哪家我们就是个年龄哪，俺家我们接的都是那样子讲这个都是的，像人家都是这样的，俺怎么能管理啊？很多钱不收，这样的话接。俺的那些，俺是随便人们去。
第二个三月九日的给都是讲这年龄女不得了的呢，三月缺送，三月缺送不得了的，你们来记得。第二个讲这个年龄结巴的呢，这企业有时候卡忙不了，俺这缺送吃啥呀？六千钱也过不了的。第讲这个三月个就三月九日的给，俺这个什么讲他们这东岸的站呢？你不什么讲的？第二个在那边讲这年龄女不了的呢，第二个吃不起不下手的。
So too is love and compassion, these mental qualities, these qualities of human intelligence, also greatly powerful. Here we can take as the first example that of the being that went on to become Buddha Shakyamuni. Through that initial seed thought of, may all sentient beings bide in happiness, a happiness freed from all pain and suffering. From that initial thought, he developed love and compassion and developed himself from that seed until he became a Buddha. And from the point of his enlightenment, he has brought limitless benefit to beings. From that initial enlightenment until now, throughout so many nations, historically in India, in China and Tibet, in Japan and Korea and Sri Lanka and Thailand and other countries, and being upon being upon being have been so benefited due to his love and his compassion. This is over an expanse of time of about 2,600 years. And his his representatives in our world, in this day, we can think of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who for decades has brought such benefit throughout the world to both the lands where the Buddha's teachings thrive, as well as to the countries where the Buddha's teachings had previously never been present. And moreover, in our own particular lineage, that of we can think of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who through his love and compassion, such benefit has been brought throughout the world. So all these results come about due to the power of those beings' remarkable love and compassion that they have used their incredible human intelligence to develop. So thereby we can see that love, compassion are precious, valuable, and important. Love and compassion is something we all have, and we can develop further. We can do this. We need to do this. And to the extent that we generate love and compassion, benefit, just like has been described, will come to others too.
Tonight in our first class on this text was established the reasons why we need to develop love and compassion. And the text first presented how reliant we all were when we were infants and young children. Without the love and compassion that we received from our parents, we could not have survived. And so too, when the end of our life comes,
we once again will be reliant on the love of and compassion of others. And in this time in between, without love and compassion, our lives are bereft of meaning. We experience so much pain. So therefore, we all are dependent on love and compassion. When we develop, so this was the first part of the text, looking at the reasons to develop love and compassion. Thereafter, His Holiness presented the results that follow. So for oneself, one experiences a peace of mind, a deep joy, and harmonious relationships with others. And others too experience benefits from us, and they will reciprocate our good nature towards us as well. And then His Holiness briefly mentioned the faults of being dominated by the opposite attitude, that of anger. That when anger arises, one oneself only suffers, and all those unfortunate enough to encounter you suffer too. Anger only leads to problem suffering and difficulties growing. So here then, to reflecting on the reasons needing to develop love and compassion and the benefits that will come from that, the purpose is for us to give rise to the aspiration to train our minds and develop love and compassion, not merely so that we can experience benefit in this life, but in particular so that we can develop love and compassion in order to become a Buddha, in order to become a being that can bring immeasurable benefit to limitless beings. So here now, based on our first class, I encourage you to reflect on, to meditate on the need to develop love and compassion, so the benefits as well as the results that will follow, and as well as meditating on the faults of anger, recognizing that anger in all its variety of strength brings no benefit, is never justified, is never our friend, and needs to be abandoned entirely. And to the extent that you reflect on this, generating the determination to have love and compassion guiding your interactions with all, immeasurable benefit will come for yourselves and others too. So thank you. Then we'll conclude there for tonight. Thank you so much.